Hey, Mom. I know that it may be a total eyesore, but can you take a look at my pet frog? I'm really worried that its life may be hanging on the edge of a knife.
What's wrong? Sorry, dear. I just got done with an online work meeting. The COVID-19 outbreak has been making my life a living hell since I can't go into the office. These meetings start at the crack of dawn and run late into the evening. It's like I'm busier now than before the outbreak.
I know, Mom. You've been so busy with work, so I'm really sorry to bother you right now. Well, here, look at my pet frog. Do you see how the skin is discolored and oozing pus? It looks worse than death. I don't know what to do.
I'm no expert on frogs. Remember, you were the one who went behind my back to buy the frog with your allowance, because you thought it would be low maintenance.
Wait a second. That was totally a compromise. Remember how I said I wanted a puppy, but you vetoed it because of your allergies? Besides, Dad was the one who drove me to the pet shop. He said you loved frogs.
Listen, sweetie. Your dad took what I said out of context. When I said I liked frogs, I said I liked the sound they make when they ribbit outside. I didn't want one ribbiting in here.
Sorry, Mom. I can't turn back time. The frog is here, and it's not ribbiting anymore. What should I do?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a real estate broker, not a veterinarian, and I really don't have time for this. I have to write up a contract. Why don't you just try applying some ointment? Wait and see. Okay?
Just apply some ointment? What if that doesn't work? You're leaving us high and dry, Mom. I really think I should take the frog to the vet to get to the bottom of this.
Absolutely not. It's a pandemic out there. It's not safe. Besides, you have tests coming up, right? You really should sink your teeth into your studies and focus on yourself, not a frog. How can you pass the entrance exam if you fall behind now?
Let me get this straight. You think academics are more precious than life? How could you say something so heartless? If I don't take it to the vet now, it might really kick the bucket. Screw COVID-19. I'm willing to put my life on the line to save my frog.
Let me make this plain and simple. You're not going anywhere. So stop talking back to me and breaking my back about a stupid frog. End of discussion.
I can't believe my mom is such a cold-hearted killer. If my frog dies, I'll never forgive you, even until the day I die.
Don't you ever talk back to me like that. It's just an insignificant little frog. Now go to your room and study before I have to lock you in there myself. I have work to do. Ugh.